Welcome back to Attitude Adjustment here on EAA Radio. I am your hostess with the mostess, Amy Laboda, and I'm here with my co-host, Rob Mark. Rob, how are you today?
Well, my attitude is much better than it was earlier last week, so I just hope it's going to keep getting better.
Excellent. Yes. Well, we have as a guest today one of my favorite people on the internet and in live. I don't get to see him live very often. His name is Jack Hodgson, and he is one of the founders of Uncontrolled Airspace, the podcast, one of the more long-lived, very much like your podcast, podcast about aviation on the internet, as well as you've got roundthefield.net. Don't you, Jack?
That's right. Yeah.
Hi,
Amy. Hi, Rob.
The show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening.
Thank you.
Did I say good evening? I meant good afternoon.
Yeah.
Well,
could
okay.
Be good morning.
Could be
actually.
Good morning.
Yeah. Just
good
look
morning.
Outside. Don't you have a watch somewhere, Jack?
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about it. Welcome to AirVenture.
Thank you very much.
2015. How's it going for you?
It's going great. It's a great week. It's we're still only partway through the week, but there's a lot of good stuff going on. We had some exciting weather, but now it's better and it's really beautiful out there today. Wandering around looking at airplanes. Some airplanes we're really familiar with, and some that we've never seen before here. So it's a cool year so far.
Have you been over to the vintage area? I saw a Fairchild.
No, I haven't
there.
Been that way, yes. At least I haven't been into the parking area. We were over at the Vintage Red Barn the other morning doing some interviews, but we didn't get beyond there yet. So
yeah, there's a British Racing Green and Silver Fairchild. Is it a 15A? I could be wrong about that.
No, I'll get
it's
back to you on
that.
It's
a high-wing fabric, monocoque construction, tailwheel. Gorgeous, just with the skinny, you can see it's got an inline engine on it.
You kind of like this airplane, don't you?
I really do. My eyes lit up when I saw it, and it's right next to the shell. And I'm not sure which the shell looks like a Waco, but don't, guys, just shoot me if I got that wrong. I'm really sorry if that's the case. It's bright yellow with red trim. You can't miss that.
A yellow Waco? I thought they were all red. Isn't red the official color?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a monoplane, not the biplane.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I'm thinking of.
This lady knows her airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine dinner conversation at home is really interesting.
But I want to know more about what happened to Camp Bacon. You're in the old Camp Bacon this
year. I am in the old Camp Bacon. I should preface this by saying that I'm very, very proud of the fact that this is my 25th consecutive visit to the EAA fly-in. Sometimes I catch myself and say my 25th visit to AirVenture, but it wasn't AirVenture when I started coming here. And so I'm very, very proud to have been here that many years. And I just have this, you know, it's funny because it's just like coming home now. You come back every summer and every year it's the same but different and, you know, better, but, you know, visit your old friends and stuff. So it's my 25th year. And as a result, I've kind of taken this as an opportunity to kind of change the way I've been doing AirVenture for the last few years. And so I've changed some things. I used to write for the newspaper, and very proud of that work. But I decided to make a change this year, so not writing for the newspaper.
Aww.
Instead, doing a little bit more new media stuff, doing some blogging, doing some social media things, and doing all that. And then also returned to my roots by staying in Camp Scholar for the first time in many, many years. I used to be a regular over at Camp Scholar, and then had other places I could stay. But now,
with
I'm back.
The shower.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you know, there are pros and cons, but. This year I'm back over in Camp Scholar in a tent, no less. All right, I arrived on Friday afternoon and pitched my tent. And my first night/morning in Camp Scholar in 10 years, we had a huge thunderstorm come through just after dawn. It was quite a storm, and it was interesting because I woke up. I set my alarm for dawn just so that I know when it's daylight, right? And so my alarm had gone off, and I'm lying in my tent in my cot, and I'm kind of looking at the top of the tent, and suddenly I thought to myself, was that a flash of lightning? There's not supposed to be any lightning this morning. It's maybe this afternoon. But, and so I grab my phone and look at the radar, and like there's this big band of red or line of red just almost on top of us. And I go, oh, I guess it is going to thunderstorm. And the rumbles of thunder, step out of the tent, and the sky was just amazing. All right, there's some pictures on the internet. I didn't take any of them, but there's some really cool pictures on the internet of the sky that morning, of this great wall cloud rolling into the area. But and I've seen great wall clouds here before, but this one, because I guess because it was dawn, all right, was this orangey red, you know, kind of almost, I don't know what, you know, it was very, very stunning and a little frightening, all right? And so we're all buttoning things down and making sure we're ready. And then all of a sudden it arrived, and it the wind blew really hard and it rained really hard. And fortunately, I was able to take shelter inside someone's mobile home, motor home during that time.
How well had you pitched your tent?
Good enough, apparently. It did not blow away. It did get a little wet inside, but there was no destruction in my case. Sadly, a few people's tents had some damage. But I've seen thunderstorms in Camp Scholler that caused much more damage than this one did. I feel badly for the people who did get damaged, but it wasn't a huge thing. It was very exciting, but there wasn't lots and lots of damage. So it was quite a morning. But then the skies eventually cleared, and it's been beautiful ever since then.
It really has, and the arrivals are coming along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
The fields filled in quite nicely. Now, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for on the field this week.
Well, I was definitely looking forward to seeing the B-52. Sadly, it arrived before I arrived, so I wasn't able to see it actually land. I've heard many people's account of this, and it sounds like it was pretty cool. But I got a chance the other day to just kind of quickly walk around it, but I'm going to go back and kind of get a little more up close with it. And I don't know whether they're letting people in it or not, but that would definitely be an option if they were letting people in it. So we're going to check that out. What are some of the other things? I'm looking forward to hearing Burt Rutan talk a couple times this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I used to be a real regular back in the days when he was here more often, and very excited to see Burt return. Goes without saying, a terrific, you know, resource to our community. And I understand there's a Wright Flyer replica here this year. That is it going to fly? That's the part I'm unclear on.
I'm not sure if it is or not, but it's certainly better than that simulator one we had years ago.
Remember, yeah,
you had to lay in the sim and pretend.
Well,
you
I don't know about that, because I thought that it was pretty fun for somebody who was never ever going to get to fly it,
mm-hmm,
to realize how hard it probably was to fly.
Well, okay, you're probably right.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a bunch of things. I write these things down because I can never remember them. But I have a list of things. It was a relatively big list this year. There's a lot of interesting things going on here this year.
Now, tell me a little bit about how many uncontrolled airspace podcasts you're planning.
We're planning. Okay. Well, we've already recorded one, which will get posted on the net. Well, probably the time people hear this, it should be out there already. And that'll be a relatively long, what I call a full-blown episode. Then each day during the week, we'll do what we call UCAP Daily, which is a shorter 10-15 minute episode, which we try to record those all over the grounds and try and get more of a sense of the atmosphere and the environment. And so sometimes it'll be outside the concert on Monday night, or sometimes it'll be at a social event, but we try and communicate in that the atmosphere and the excitement and the energy that people feel here. So we'll do a daily every day throughout the week, and then on Sunday morning we will do the sort of big finish for us, which is we are the guests of EA Radio out on the announcer stand, where we record. Well, it's broadcast on EA Radio and streamed on the net, and then posted on our stream, a full-blown episode where we kind of wrap up the week. And we love being out there on the flight line, because it's great to just watch all the airplanes that pass by us out there, and you know, not so much airshow airplanes, but just regular folks, airplanes and warbirds and whatnot that are usually departing the area. And so we try and give a little running commentary of what we're seeing up there on the deck on Sunday morning. So those are the Uncontrolled Airspace podcasts. And then I'm trying to kind of start up, do a little bit more around the field stuff in the form of a podcast. So I'm hoping to record some interviews throughout the week that are more just sort of one-on-one conversations with people telling their personal stories about their involvement with general aviation.
You know, a good question would be, for me, how do you find those people that you're going to talk to around the field? I mean,
a lot of people ask me that, and the truthful answer is it's not that hard. There are a lot of fascinating people here, and almost everybody has an interesting story if you want to ask them about it. You know, I sat down at a picnic table outside the Scholler Red Barn yesterday morning, and a gentleman sat down with me, and we got to talking. We were both 150 fans, and he was talking about his airplane he's building and his family and his home airport. And you know, it's just about anybody. You can sit down and chat with them here. We're all just, you know, I think we're all friends here already. We just don't know it all the time. And so.
Excellent point.
You know, so I just wander around and you know, stop and see people sitting by their airplane and walk up and say, hi, I'm Jack. And, you know, I do this thing. Can I chat with you for a few minutes? And I can't even remember anybody saying, no, I don't want to talk. Everybody chats, you know, and it's great. And I've gotten some great stories. You know, they've been available on the newspaper and on the internet, and I'm slowly packaging them up as Kindle ebooks if anybody wants to see
Ooh.
Some of the older ones. So if you go into Amazon.com and search Kindle for Around the Field, you'll find currently three volumes of those books are there, and hopefully more to come. And in general, just go to aroundthefield.net is the website, and I'll be blogging there this week. And on Twitter, it's Twitter/Jack Hodgson, which is, I should spell it probably, JACKHODGSON. And I'm trying to tweet interesting things I see there as well. So,
well, I would tell people to look for you around the field, but the idea is that you're pretty incognito out there. I mean, you look like just everybody else here in that regular sense. People would never know that you're this famous guy on the internet.
I don't know about the famous part. I like to think I'm one of the guys. I mean, I am. I'm just one of these people who loves to fly and loves airports and loves airplanes. And I'm here having a good time visiting with my friends and looking at the sky.
Yeah. Well, and it's worth looking at the sky today.
Do you know, one quick thing I have to, I'm curious. When you're out doing Around the Field, do you find lots of new people? It's their first time? Or does everybody kind of seem like they've been here a long time?
There are a lot of people here who have come every year for a long time. I mean, I crow about 25 years. I'm really just a junior in this regard. I mean, I walked by a camper in Shoal the other day that said 54th consecutive year to Oshkosh.
Well,
right?
Now you have a goal.
Yeah, exactly. So, but there are certainly newcomers, you know, and then you get people who have been coming for a long time who are bringing first timers, which is kind of cool, because then you kind of get this perspective of, you know, what the old timers are enjoy and what the new people are looking forward to. It's like anything. It's the whole spectrum is here, you know, airplanes and people.
Well, Jack Hodgson, thank you so much for taking the time while you're getting around the field to stop by EAA Radio and talk to us.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me, Amy and Rob.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.